Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, and Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this valley for decades. And they've done so by finding their customers the right insurance, the best price. I don't care if it's auto, home, life, business insurance, you name it, they have it. With great agents that care about you, the customer always comes first. And if something happens, they act as if it happened to them. That's because they're your partner in all this. It's Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. Bill Hillgrove on the Steeler Radio Network and also on 100.9 The Valley. Le'Veon Bell puts the Steelers up.
Bell stands to his right. Wide side to his right. Bell gets the call. Turns! Down to the goal line! Touchdown, Pittsburgh! Le'Veon Bell wouldn't be denied. Went off the left side and scored a rushing touchdown for the eighth time this year.
And that gave the Steelers a 24-16 lead. They were in pretty good shape at that point. That was following the interception that Brady threw. And the Steelers had all the momentum. And then suddenly everything fell apart. Rob Gronkowski got dramatically involved in the game. And as soon as Rob Gronkowski got dramatically involved in the game turned. Wow. Turned in a big way. They could not cover him. They could not cover him. And that's what it came down to. That was the bottom line. Couldn't do it. And the Steelers also don't have Antonio Brown for the rest of the regular season. Now, they still got, Houston and Cleveland left? So that part, they're in good shape. I mean, they should be able to coast home to a 13-3 record based on that. But that is going to be an issue for them. All right. Frank Divers, the chairman of the Fiesta Bowl, is going to join us on Friday's show. Coming up next week, on Thursday next week, Thursday the 28th, once we get out to Scottsdale, that day we'll have Todd Sadowski and Trey Bauer, my two co-hosts from Blue White Tailgate, joining me in a round table. Also, Dick Girardi is going to be on the show next Thursday. And then on Friday out at Scottsdale, we will have Bob Rondo and Damon Heward from the Washington Radio Network and Jack Hamm and Derek Williams from the Penn State Sports Network. So we have a lot going on. A lot going on. And that should be a lot of fun, those two shows back to back. On Thursday and Friday next week. And we're going to take Christmas off. I know. Sean got all upset about it. I'm like, all right, Sean, we'll take Christmas off. I says, you know, Sean, you know, it is a Monday. took me a while to finally, all right, Sean, if it makes you feel better about the year, we'll take Christmas off. I said, what about New Year's too? He goes, yeah, that'd be great. Nah, I could use the time off. Matter of fact, I I'm not complaining, but just so people do understand, I have actually not had a day off since July 30th. So, just the way the schedule worked out, that's, you know, things happen. No complaints on my part, but I'm going to get three straight days off, so I'm going to sit there and and do a lot of nothing for 3 days. Do you want to do? No, I really don't. What about the? No, I really don't. And then I'll jump right back on the 26th. I'll do this show on the 26th. We've got stuff going on the 27th. We'll do the show that day as well. And then, boom, out to Scottsdale for the two shows I just talked about. Then I'll do the game on Saturday the 30th, fly back on the 31st, leave on the 1st, and go down to Maryland because I have a basketball game there on the 2nd, and we'll do the show from College Park on the 2nd. So that's my holiday.
You get to see the grandkids?
They're all going to be here starting Thursday night. So that's what it's all about. So your children stole the show with Santa the other day, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
I love it. That's great. Did they have a good time?
They had a great time.
See, that's the only thing that matters.
Right before my son went on the air, he is, as he told the listening audience, 4 3/4 of age. he said, "Let's do this." So he was ready to go.
Now, for example, would your son Chad be listening to this show right now? Essentially doubling our ratings?
Probably not. He's probably playing trains.
Probably playing trains.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, what was it like for them to go into the Magic Studio, the Magic Radio Studio, with the tree and everything set up in there? What was that like for them?
Oh, they loved it. This was not their first appearance, so they had an idea what was going on, but they were very excited.
Wow. Well, 85 years, one of the neat things. What's neat about it is the, you know, we were talking about, for example, with the NFL, what's a catch, what's not a catch. They made it so complicated that nobody knows. What's neat about Santa Claus on the Magic Radio is the beauty of its simplicity. Children get a chance to talk to Santa. Right? What's nicer than that? What's more beautiful than that? What's simpler than that? The simplicity of it makes it work every year. I mean, I'm proud to be a part of a station that gets that. Well, I've talked about, and the other part too is being a part of the Needy Family Fund that Sarah was just talking about during the news. I mean, you listen to all those stories, and what's been marvelous over the years is I'm really taken to another level by the generosity of people. I mean, you listen to the number, they blow past the goal every year because people see a need for it, and they do it. And so between the Needy Family Fund and the Magic Radio with Santa Claus, those are just two really, really neat things at the holidays the station does.
And I heard you talking the other day with Sean about that's the beauty of local radio.
It is. And that is the beauty of local radio. It is something where you can become so corporate and so removed that you lose that personal touch. Radio cannot lose that personal touch. We have our phone lines open the entire time. Anybody can call in. And I think everybody that's called in over the years will tell you how, for the most part, how easy the conversation is. Not every conversation is going to be perfect, but how easy the conversation is. Somebody may want to say something about something that they think. They may have a question about something. They can't seem to get an answer. So we try to find an answer for them, whatever. But you try to make the conversation easy because it's important to connect locally. And for us, locally can mean a lot of different things because obviously this show is streamed. on WKOK.com. So, I mean, we've had calls from Maryland, from Georgia, from, you know, we've had them from all over the place because the show's streamed. All over the state we've had them. And, you know, you're just trying to connect one-to-one to people. Same thing when you're doing a game. When I'm broadcasting a game, yeah, I have no idea how many people are listening to a game, whether it's football or basketball. I have no idea, have any idea how many people listened to yesterday's basketball game. Some people did. Right? Well, it's important to go out there and tell them what's going on and paint a picture for them. I mean, that's the entire goal, is to paint a picture. It's not. It's never about, hey, today's show starring, no, the game's the star. Today, it's the topics that are the stars. And we get a chance to knock it around as if we're sitting around in a room together. Saying, okay, you know, what'd you think about the Jesse James play? Oh, it was a catch. Nah, it wasn't a catch. I know what the rule is. He, you know, as soon as the ball hit the ground, he lost it, you know. Just fine. We can all have, we can have fun with the argument here. I mean, it's sports. It's not, you know. Now, for some people, it's a little more serious because they may have placed a little bit of coin on the game. I understand that. That part I do get. But that's what, I mean, the glory of local radio is that is what Mark does every morning here. Mark brings on, you know, we kid about the debate back and forth about the arguments. I mean, it's a running internal joke that we do on the air all the time. Oh, they're arguing again, you know, and all they're doing is talking. And Mark does a great job of getting on local guests, talking about local issues, statewide issues, things that really affect us on an everyday basis. They'll debate things, whether it's national or local, and they'll knock it around with different opinions. And everybody's friends, and everybody walks out when they're done. That's local radio. And then we try to do the same thing in a sports realm here in the afternoon. We may do it a little differently than Mark does, but it doesn't mean either one's better than the other. We just do it differently because we're different people that have different styles. And I think the world of Mark, everybody knows that. And we just have fun with it. Fun with Kevin, fun with Sean, the whole, you know, and that's, you know, Shikellamy football on a Friday night with Kevin Herr and the coach Dick Horton. It was great to see Coach last Wednesday. All right. Okay, they had a terrific season this year. Yeah, Pat O'Brien and Ryan Brandon at Eagle 107. Seals Grove had a terrific season. Steve Williams and the great job he does over on WMLP and then wrestling right here in WKOK. You know, with Milton and then with Shikellamy between football and wrestling. You know, Greg Wetzel, we always have Greg on every week talking about Lewisburg football. These are the local things that attach us to the community, that we care, that we know that you want to hear your teams talk about your, you know, we carry the Phillies all the time. The Phillies are about to get pretty darn good here. We carry the Eagles. We carry the Steelers. We carry Penn State football. We carry Penn State basketball. You know, all these things that we do where you're trying to connect to your community, and you can't do that. You know, you want to pick up, obviously, great syndicated shows like Dan Patrick and so forth. Dan does a great job every day. But it's also important to connect locally as much as possible. This is the grassroots. And some parts of radio have become so corporate that they've lost touch with their listeners with it. And this station and what we do, the same thing with Eagle 107, 94KX, 100.9 The Valley, and WMLP, we've tried very hard not to lose touch with people in our area. In fact, we've tried to do the opposite. We've tried to reach out even more so. That's why when we talk about something neat like the Magic Radio in 85 years, parents and grandparents and people have been on the, it's just a neat experience. You can only do that on a local radio station. You're not going to hear that on a syndicated show. You're not going to see that on a syndicated TV. You know, you're only going to hear it on local radio. Needy Family Fund. You're only going to hear it on local radio. Yeah, it's That's the kind of impact you want to have with local radio. That's why, you know, the sponsorships like Purdy, the Purdy Insurance, and great people at Sunbury Motors and Brewers Outlet. I mean, that's why they attach themselves to this. Penn's Tavern. I mean, that's why they attach themselves to this, because they, you know, part of it is they want, you know, they get it, and we want to think that we do too. The listener means everything. You want to know more about what's going on in your life and not hearing all the time what's happening someplace else. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Penn's Tavern is where you want to celebrate this holiday season. Whatever feel you're looking for, Penn's Tavern along the Susquehanna River can accommodate your needs. Mountain stone walls and wood floors can be found in the original dining area, giving you that old world charm. Continue back to the newly renovated River Room with 12 PA microbrews on tap. Grab a burger and sit back and relax in this cozy pub area. Penn's Tavern has the best gift certificate offer for the holidays. Buy 5 gift certificates of the same denomination and receive a 6th one free. Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147, 5 miles south of Sunbury.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Is that Sarajevo?
That is Christmas Eve, Sarajevo.
Very nice. Let it play. Hit it. Gonna hit. Here comes the big stuff now.
I have seen the Trans-Siberian Orchestra in concert. They're incredible.
Have you really? Yeah, they are. When my wife and I first started dating, there's a friend of hers, actually of her sister's. It was a friend of ours, too, but I mean a friend of her, primary of her sister's, that would play this on the piano.
Oh, wow.
And she banged those keys like, ah, ah, ah. Like, okay. Let's not turn this into a violent thing. And she's like, ding, 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 ding. I'm like, whoa. And we think the world of her, so it's fine. I just kind of went, all right. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So we don't know what a catch is. Nobody knows. We've established that. Big change at ESPN. That's John Skipper, who out of nowhere resigned from ESPN today. He cited a substance addiction as the reason for his resignation. He wrote to, I mean, again, he's the guy that's been running the operation there. He's had to deal with a lot of different things, and there's some things you feel like he's done okay with and other things he hasn't. And I guess it's typical of any big job. He says, today I've resigned my duties as president of ESPN. I've had a wonderful career at the Walt Disney Company, and I'm grateful for the many opportunities and friendships. I owe a debt to many, but most profoundly to Michael Linton, George Bodenheimer, and Bob Iger. I've struggled for many years with substance addiction. I have decided that the most important thing I can do right now is to take care of my problem. I have disclosed that decision to the company, and we mutually agreed that it was appropriate that I resign. I'll always appreciate the human understanding and warmth Bob Iger displayed here, and always. I come to this public disclosure with embarrassment, trepidation, and a feeling of having let others I care about down. As I deal with this issue and what it means to me and my family, I ask for appropriate privacy and a little understanding. To my colleagues at ESPN, it's been a privilege. I take great pride in your accomplishments and have complete confidence in your collective ability to continue ESPN's success. He's been the president of ESPN since 2012. Bodenheimer had been his predecessor, actually. He took over for him. And this is one that came out of left field today. He had just signed a contract extension through 2021. He represented ESPN last week during the Sports Video Group Conference. He made an appearance during the social media summit that took place in Bristol. But there's also the article that came out of, I want to say it was the Boston Globe? Globe or the Herald? I think it was the Boston Globe. About, for example, the text messages that they released involving John Buchegross. So he had to, Skipper, of course, had to deal with a lot of problems over the times. You know, social media problems. Sage Steele, Jemele Hill, Robert Lee, Barstool Sports, Bill Simmons, Keith Olbermann, the layoffs. Lots and lots of layoffs at ESPN under his leadership. And that's, you know, that that might be above all the one where you sit back because of all. And he's, you know, it's not as if he sat there and said, hey, we got to get rid of all these people. He was told from the top he had to. But they did. He laid off a lot of people in the last 5 years. I mean, it's got to be trending up toward 1,000 they've laid off. Okay, we will come back. Final half hour of the show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. We ask you to go to purdyinsurance.com. Be the best move for you. Auto, home, life, business insurance. You want to deal with the professionals, people that are going to find you the right insurance for the best price. And if something happens to you, look, the customer comes first. And if it's auto, home, life, business, whatever insurance needs that you have, they'll take care of you. And if there happens to be a claim, they'll jump right in. They act as if it happened to them. They're your partner. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. It's great to meet. It was great to see Steve Engel and the Purdy's out there last Wednesday night. A lot of people, you know, great people over at Sunbury Motors, Brewers Outlet. Got a chance to talk to Larry Bone from the Bone Agency, which is great, too. Great conversation with him. So a lot of people we talked to the other night.
I enjoyed being at your table, and I enjoyed talking to Bob Buehner, too.
Oh, good. Bob Buehner. I think the world of Bob Buehner. And you know what? I thought he looked pretty good.
Yes.
All things considering, I thought he looked pretty good. And I think he's feeling a little bit better day by day by day, which is good. But that is someone there to, you know, under the category of one of my good friends that I think so highly of. All right, football practice. They did practice today. They practiced yesterday. They did practice today. That's it for the state college practices. They're done. James Franklin let them go today. They can be at home tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but they have to be back and on their way by Saturday. They will then practice Sunday, Christmas Eve. But what's interesting is that this is a Saturday game. The December 30th date is a Saturday. Thus, Penn State's going to get natural practice for a game week. Now, it's a little bit different. You got to do things a little differently when you're coming off a few days off in terms of how you handle the first practice. But normally, the way Penn State practices is that they'll practice Sunday, they'll take Monday off, and then they'll go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then a walk through Friday. Well, it turns out this game's on a Saturday, and it turns out Christmas is a Monday. So they'll practice Christmas Eve, get their usual Monday off, which ironically is Christmas, and then they'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, do the walkthrough on Friday, and then play the game Saturday. So that's how they're going to do it. So today was the last state college practice they had. They went Friday, they went Sunday, and they went today. So that's where they are with that. And then they'll arrive as a team on Saturday the 23rd As I mentioned, they'll practice Sunday, then Monday's off. Nothing on Monday. It's Christmas, which is what they would normally do for a game anyway, because the game's on Saturday. So that's how they're going to handle that. Basketball. Tony Carr did not play yesterday. Violation of team rules. Okay. It's a one-game deal. He'll be back. He'll start in all likelihood tomorrow night against Binghamton, I think, the way I understand it. But they went out yesterday. What's interesting is that when you look at the great coaches in the game, the John Calipari's, the Mike Krzyzewski's, the Roy Williams, Bill Self, you know, today's great coaches, you'll find that their record in games decided by 5 points or less is essentially about the same as most coaches' records are in games decided by 5 points or less. But here's the big difference. The big difference is that they normally aren't in those games. They normally are expected to win by 10 to 25 points, and guess what? They do the norm. They usually win by 10 to 25 points. The really good teams don't put themselves in a position where it's a close game, unless you're talking about comparable competition. Suddenly Kentucky's playing Duke. Game has all the ingredients to go down to the wire and, you know, and win a game like that. But there's a huge chunk of the schedule where a school like Duke or a school like Kentucky, they're prohibitive favorites, and they win like prohibitive favorites. Now let's bring that back to Penn State. We've talked about the talent level increasing, especially with the starting five. They have been in a spot where they have more talent than the opponent. They've been expected, under normal conditions, to win games by 10 to 25 points over teams. Well, the difference is they are now winning those games by 10 to 25 points. They are blowing teams out, and they're doing it in the first half. They took GW. They woodshedded them in the first 20 minutes, and the second half didn't matter. George Mason yesterday, they woodshedded that team yesterday. Second half didn't matter. So that's what they're supposed to do. Now, they've got two more games this week that fall into that same category. They have to keep doing it. They got Binghamton tomorrow night, which, by the way, has won seven games in a row. Binghamton won on Saturday at Sacred Heart. And you want to know why they won? They shut Sacred Heart out the final 9 minutes and 16 seconds of the game. And they came back and won. They won 51-47. It's pretty impressive. But they've won seven in a row for Tommy Dempsey. I know Tommy a little bit, like him. And in fact, J.C. Schau, who played for Bucknell, transferred out. J.C. is now the leading scorer for Binghamton. So that's the 7 o'clock game tomorrow. Then Ryder is here on Friday. Ben Luber, who played for Penn State, was starting point guard for 4 years as an assistant coach on that Ryder team. But yesterday it went out. Mike Watkins has now put together three straight games in the same fashion. Big performances, can't stop him. He's had back-to-back double-doubles. And then Lamar Stevens stepped up with his first career double-double yesterday. And Josh Reeves went back to Fairfax, where he grew up. And sometimes when a player goes back home, you're like, oh, that'll really lift him up. That's never really been my experience with that. It's been quite the opposite. It usually has been player goes back, gets nervous, handles some parts okay, and other parts doesn't handle well. He handled everything normally yesterday and played another really good game. Led them in assists, scored 13 points, had the 4 assists. And then Jamari Wheeler came off the bench. He had 6 steals. They're in an interesting spot in the Big Ten right now. They're 1-1 in the conference. The Big Ten had a really good weekend in football. Really good week. Excuse me, in basketball. Really good weekend. I mean, Nebraska came up a bit short. Illinois lost to New Mexico State. Everybody else won. Indiana beat Notre Dame in overtime. Purdue, good win over Butler. Michigan State keeps winning. The Big Ten had a good weekend. But there's also opportunities I see for Penn State in this thing. You know, one of the keys, win the next three games. Get to the Maryland game at 12-3, if you can do that. That'd be really important for them. So they got 2 games this week, both at home. Then they get a week off where they get Coppin. And he is going to give Patrick Chambers, his team, significant time off at Christmas before bringing them back and playing the Coppin State game. And then after that, now you kick the season into another level with the game at Maryland on January 2nd. So that is what they have right now. They handled everything without Carr yesterday. Going forward, of course, they're going to need him out there. And moving forward from here, especially once they hit January 2nd. I mean, Carr's the fulcrum as to what they need to do. It's just interesting to see the way others stepped up, though. Stevens stepped up with 23 and 12. Watkins had a 14 and 12 day. 13 with 4 assists for Josh. 6 steals for Jamari Wheeler. They played well. So they get 7 o'clock tomorrow night after the Magic Radio, and then 7 o'clock on Friday night after the Magic Radio. As I mentioned, football is done practicing in State College. The next practice they have will be in Scottsdale on Sunday in preparation for the Fiesta Bowl. And we told you about next week's shows already. Once we get out to Scottsdale, Todd Sadowski, Trey Bauer, and a roundtable, Dick Girardi, we're going to talk some basketball because there's, let's face it, a lot going on with that. And then Friday the 29th, the day before the game, we're going to have Bob Rondo, 37 years, his final Washington broadcast will be the Fiesta Bowl. So he's going out on his own terms. He's retiring. There's some of you out there saying the wrong play-by-play guy is retiring. No, just kidding. I hope I'm kidding. But Bob Rondo, we're going to have him on. His color analyst, Damon Heward, is going to be on. Derek Williams is going to be on that Friday the 29th show. And yes, Jack Ham is going to be on Friday the 29th as well. This Friday, by the way, we're going to have Frank Divers on, who is the chairman of the Fiesta Bowl committee, about what it means to have Penn State out there. So we have a lot going on, long list of guests, and looking forward to it very much. All right, we'll take a break. We'll wrap things up in a moment. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There are a lot of places to get insurance coverage, but only one place in the Susquehanna Valley ready to put 4 generations of experience to work for you. Hi, I'm Adam Purdy. At Purdy Insurance, we take the time to talk with you and find the right coverage for your needs. Everyone's situation is unique, so our approach is to customize coverage to best protect you. Whether it's home, auto, or business insurance solutions you need, call, email, or stop in to see how our commitment to personal service can help protect what matters to you.
Oh, Prave, so practice now over in State College for Penn State. Next time they practice will be in Arizona on Sunday. So that's where they stand with that. Practice in State College went really well. I think you'll be pleased. Now, the next step, though, is not practice. The next step is Wednesday. That is the first signing day, the first ever early signing day for college football. You're allowed to sign letters of intent between Wednesday and Friday. Now, all of them are going to sign Wednesday. Can't imagine anybody not signing Wednesday and signing Thursday and Friday, but it is December 20th through the 22nd. We're going to have Ryan Snyder on the show from Rivals.com and Blue White Illustrated coming up on Thursday. We're also trying to line up Greg Pickle as well. I like the new signing day. It does force athletic departments to make quicker decisions on the coaching situation. You can't have one like Penn State did in 2014 when James Franklin signed on January 17th. Now, it was a different situation. They lost Bill O'Brien to the NFL, and Bill O'Brien didn't agree to go to the NFL until New Year's Eve, which this year would have been 11 days after the signing day. That's not going to happen in the current climate. You're going to have people making up their minds or being forced to make up their minds quickly after the end of seasons, because you can't sit there and look at a recruit and say, hey, you know what, I think you're... Because the bottom line is, under the scenario I outline, Grant Haley, Parker Cothran, Christian Campbell, Amani Oyewariye, and let's see, who else would be in that category? Trace McSorley. Probably, I mean, they all have admitted that if they had an early signing period, they all probably would have signed with Vanderbilt. Because James was the head coach then. He wasn't going anywhere at that point. And then, of course, when Bill O'Brien left, then he decided to go after the Penn State job. Well, this is now different. Everybody, if you notice, all the Power 5 schools have their coaching now set. Some, like Tennessee, later than others. But everyone in Power 5 is set on their coaching staff. And you notice it was all done in the last couple of weeks. Why? Because of Wednesday. Wednesday is the day that you have to sign the letter of intent. Penn State's going to have, has been done a, really done a great job with this class, staying in contact, keeping pace with what everybody's doing at this stage. There are some recruits, for example, that won't make their announcement till Wednesday morning itself. Some people feel, I know Ryan Snyder has reported that he thinks Penn State has a chance to sign 21 prospects this week. We'll find out. We don't know. And of course, you know, there's certain all-star games that are happening where players like to announce. Well, that's after the 20th. So I'm wondering if it's possible for someone to sign a letter of intent with the agreement it's not announced that they signed it until the all-star game. I'm wondering if that's possible, or if a person that does that has to then sign in this. In the late signing period, which is the first Wednesday of February. So, that's where we are. So, even though the football players, the football team will leave, they're done today. I mean, they finished practice. Today's practice finished about, I want to say 12:30 this afternoon. They actually started about 10:15 this morning. And then went to about 12:15, 12:20. And then, you know, after a quick meeting, got done out of there about 12:30. There's, you know, a couple guys have to do some other things around here first, but then, you know, everybody's, you know, set to go. They can leave. But they want to get as many of these guys signed as possible now. And look, and the good part about the sign, there's a certain point where it's great. Everybody loves you. They love you. They're interested. They love you. Calls every day, texts every day, whatever. But even, I mean, after a while, everybody kind of gets like, okay. Okay, when's the end day on this? Well, I think putting the early signing date in and doing it this week, that's a good move. That's a really good step. I like that. College basketball's had the early signing date forever. No big deal. The only time I really saw the early signing date come into play in a negative way just because of circumstances was actually last year with Michigan and Spike Albrecht. Spike was a senior. Spike had a healthy preseason. Spike started the first eight games of the year. He played in the first eight games of the year. I mean, so John Beilein's not thinking twice that he can come back. So, you know, Spike's scholarship will be available at the end of this year, so they signed somebody in November. Okay. So, now Spike's looking around saying, I don't have anywhere to go because he got hurt after the eighth game. Which allowed him one more year of eligibility. He eventually transferred to Purdue. That's the only time I've really seen the early signing period come into play where it affected a player on the current roster. And that's because he had not played enough games yet to have the year wiped out. He was still, he still could get a medical redshirt. It's the only time I could think of that. All right, so Great to have you with us on the show today. Look forward to tomorrow. Chad, great job. Great to have you on board with Sean taking a well-deserved vacation.
Good to be with you. See you tomorrow.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com, and we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.